Toby, those are your dishes in the sink, aren't they?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they're Jenna's.
Jenna's a vegetarian, and those dishes have clearly had meat on them. Look, I know they're your dishes, and they've been there since yesterday.
Okay, fine. They're mine. So what? It's not the end of the world if I leave two plates in the sink.
It's not the end of the world, but it's gross, and I'm sick of it. Look, I've made a list of chores around the house that you're going to follow from now on. Take a look.
Ellen, what the hell? You didn't even ask me about this. If we're going to organize the house cleaning, I need to be involved. You can't just boss me around like this.
To be honest, I don't think you know the first thing about cleaning a house, so it looks like I'm going to have to organize it for you.
Let me have a look at this. Wait, you want me to vacuum and mop 3 times a week? Are you crazy? That's way too much. And you and Jenna aren't even on this list.
Well, me and Jenna are just clean people, so we don't need a list telling us what to do.
Huh. You think you're clean? Have you seen the state of the bathroom? Why do you and Jenna always leave makeup everywhere?
I mean, where else should we put it? It belongs in the bathroom.
Sure, but at least leave it in a bag or in the drawers.
This is not the point of the conversation, Toby. The point is, you need to clean your dishes, and from now on, I expect you to follow this list if you want to keep living here, and that's final.
Are you saying that if I don't vacuum 3 times a week, you're going to kick me out?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Keep the list, I have my own copy, and I'll be checking to make sure you do your chores.